ארבע פרקים, העולם נידון, פסח על התפוע, בצרס על פרס אילון, ראש השונה כבר העולם עברו לפנה כבני מורי, שנמה יצא יחד איבו, מהמי מוכם עשיהם, ובחוג נידון על המויים. So, the Mishnah tells us that there are four times in the year when there is a din in the world. Different elements of the world are nidon. Pesach, Tevuah, and Mayim, these are staples of the world, we understand it. Rosh Hashanah has two distinctions from the other Rosh Hashanahs. You have Rosh Hashanah, first of all, we're not talking about any things, we're not talking about items. It says Kol Boyei HaOlam. Now, Kol Boyei HaOlam here refers to the humans, the people on Edom. By extension, all the world is Nidon, but we're talking specifically about humans, and the phrase Boy Olam, which is really the first time we have a phrase like that, is unique. Why doesn't it say Kol Bnei Adam, which is would be certainly parallel with Tevuah and Peros and so on. Secondly, it doesn't say Nidon, it doesn't say Alachayim Valamavis, which is Gemara's Lashon of Sefer Chayim Sefer Mavis Pruchim, but rather it says, Oyvim Lefanav Kibnei Mari. Also, a sharp contrast to what's written before, in the sense that you have not a din, but something about Oyvim Lefanav Kibnei Mari. And we need to really get a handle on the difference between the two, because it means that Rosh Hashanah is a different type of din completely than the other three Rosh Hashanah Prokim that we're talking about. Another point, the Ramban in Veschanam points out when he speaks about the different koilas of Ashefer's Hoylech v'Chozek. So he says the koil Ashefer was something that kept going stronger and stronger, whereas the koil of the Dibris was continuous, even. Obviously, there is something to be stressed about two different types of kolos. One type of kol which needs to be even, one type of kol which needs to be continuous. In order to understand that, in order to understand something about what the din of Rosh Hashanah is, there's something unique about it, we want to take a look at the parasha of Matan Torah in Veschanah. And it says, Kimi kol bosa asha shama koila lekim chayim midabe mitocha ish kamonu vayechi. Which flesh has heard the voice of a living God speaking from the fire like us and has remained alive? Devin Ezra here is trying to point out, trying to explain what is Elokim Chayim. In other words, Chayim is an adjective which would seem to describe that there's Elokim that's not Chayim, Elokim that is Chayim. That's kind of the grammar of it. What does that mean? And Bechlal, what do you describe about Hashem as being alive? What does that mean exactly? So Ibn Ezra says, V'tam Chayim, the meaning, the sense of the word Chayim, Al Daiti, I believe he says, Lehafish Bein Elokim Ubein Atzava. It's coming to distinguish between Hashem and the celestial bodies, which might also include angels, as far as I mean, the Tzva Shemayim is something which includes different types of heavenly beings, but certainly the stars and the sun and moon, which were considered to be of a different stature than mere mortals and the physical world. They were seen as being somewhat ethereal, they're seen as being somewhat spiritual. So the difference between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is living and they're not. What does that mean? So Ibn Ezra says, Kilo yisno ayahu me'atzmai. because they the tzva Hashemayim, in other words, anything that's not Hashem, does not move by its own volition. The Ibn Ezra is identifying the word Chaim with the concept of motion. Now, it certainly is something that we are sort of physically familiar with. We define animals in terms of locomotion. We even define the vegetables. In other words, the inanimate part of the Bria has no internal motion. The vegetable kingdom has a sort of flux in the sense that it grows, and that's sort of a motion of sorts. And something living has sort of a motion where it goes around, it goes place to place. So, and living in the early philosophical works was always identified with movement. Misno'aya is the common term to move. So he says, even though the heavenly bodies appear to be in constant movement, they are in effect not moving each other. So Ibn Ezra says the word Elohim or Elohim, Elohim being used for anything like the Bnei Elohim from Elohim and so on, as opposed to Elohim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chaim is the distinction. So we have a distinction between things that are living and not living, in the sense that some things have motion, but that motion is really a imparted motion. It's like if I would take a ball and throw it, the ball is having motion, but that motion is not in of itself. Whereas the motion of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator of motion. The Rambam, when he identifies the single most significant phenomena that describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as creator, points out to the phenomena of motion that has been imparted to the heavenly bodies, and that motion is sort of a proof that there must be somebody moving it. So motion is the determinant of it, and that is that which is singly defines Elohim Chayim. Let's take it a step further. Of all the things that are in this world, none of them has independent motion. So for instance, an animal will run away from danger and will run towards food, but that's been hardwired into it. It's like just like a toy that I can wind up and jumps about, does not have motion. A toy, let's say a fancy toy, that I can wind it up and it will move towards light, let's say it has some sort of sense on it. That's not, again, the motion has been pre-programmed. You can't say that inherently it has a freedom of movement when its movement is sort of pre-wired, predetermined. The only one in the world, the only being in the world that has the ability to change, move, to do in a way that we would call it not programmed, is man, because he has Bechira. So if there's something in the world that we can categorize as being Chayim in a way that is unique, that would be Adam. Now, Adam himself has two modes. Adam himself can be in an animal mode, in the sense he responds to stimuli, and his only activities are response to stimuli. He sees something he likes, he moves towards it. He sees something that he dislikes, he moves away from it. But there is no meaningful initiated motion from his part. And in that case, the Adam is also not high in the full sense of the word. And then there's Adam when he's high in the full sense of the word. And in that sense, he is independent, can move, so to speak, in any direction he wishes. And any movement that takes place is spontaneous and of himself. If I were to sort of rephrase a little bit the wording of Chazal, I would classify the world as Bo'ei Olam and Nimtzo'ei Olam. The world has things that exist, that are, and has things that come and go. They are capable of independent motion. They move of their own. They are chayim, and they are people who entered into the world rather than finding a place within the world. As a sort of parallel point, the Rambam says in at the end of Shemitah Yovel's famous Rambam, where the Rambam speaks about the right of somebody who is dedicated to Torah and Avodas Hashem in a way that he wishes to emulate Shevet Levi, is allowed to sort of take the liberty, so to speak, of moving away from Darkei Olam and doing what he feels is and being over to Hashem totally without regard to Parnas and so on. Rama's lashon is v'lo shevet Levi bolvad. It's not only shevet Levi. El kol ish mi bo'ei olam. And so the Rambam uses the word miboy olam. The one thought is that he is perhaps referring to goyim also. That's very strange, because to say that a goy has a place in Shevet Levi, not really easy to see. I think Rama means there's a mahalach in the world, and people who belong to that natural mahalach don't have the right to extricate themselves from it. A person whose metzias is part of the structure is bound by the structure, and he must follow along and doing as it is done. But there are people that are boy olam, means that's the nod verucho. It's people that are they broke convention. They broke away from society in a certain sense, and that comes with, on the one hand, they don't receive what the normal order of social entitlement is. They don't have land and they don't have a place, but they also don't have the obligations, because they're boy olam. They're not part of the normal set. There's derech eretz, there is teva, and that is the description of most people. People of not ruchu have an extra dimension of being out of that. They're boy olam. At any rate, going back to where we're holding, so a person. And a person's din as a person is not simply physical living and physical dead. It's we're talking about chayim in a sense that made Adam unique. We're talking about being done on him as Adam, because being that life was there before Adam. Starting from Dogim in the Yam and Oif and Remosim and so on, there are life forms that precede man, and inasmuch as man is of that same ilk, he is part of that world. If we're talking about Adam as being unique, it's going to be Adam as Chai in the sense we're talking about, where he's the initiator, where he is capable of motion, in a real way, and the din on him is actually what is his role. Is he part of the animal kingdom, or is he different? A person, is life is determined halakhically by visible motion, and that's why breathing is what determines life, because that's the constant visible motion of a person. So the Mishnah tells us that on one pair of Yom Rosh Hashanah, Kol Boy Olam Ovel Lefanet Neimarim. The Ovel Lefanet Neimarim, I think, is reminiscent of a halacha. It's a Gemara Chulin at Menalev. It says over there that if an animal falls off a roof, it is possibly treif. Treif means something that is not viable. An animal that's still sort of breathing, but it is not viable. It is going to die within a certain period of time, within a year or so. It's considered treif. We have different ways of recognizing what type of disease or wound will cause that. So the Gemara says an afula is something which is which one has a real reason to suspect it being treif. It says if it's amdal ragleo, the Gemara says, if it stood on its feet, the halacha is that we don't need to wait a period of time, but bedika vade boy, but you need to check it. Holcha, if she walked, she doesn't even need the bedika. In other words, motion of the animal and the level of animal shows a certain type of shows life. So the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah is that Kol Boy Olam Oivim Lefanat Nimara. They walk by. In other words, are you someone that's flowing like a dead fish that floats on an ocean? So there's motion, but the motion is really the waves of the ocean or whatever is pushing it or pulling it. And is that capable of its own motion? Or can it walk? The Bnei Maron are even lefanav. Kovoy olam over lefanav k'bnei maron, that is a test of the person's viability. So it's a far deeper, it's three times a year the Yom HaDin is on things and on their existence as things. On Rosh Hashanah, it's a Yom HaDin on Boy Olam, on beings who do and are capable of doing, and the Shaila and the Din is that what they are, or have they slipped back to sort of autopilot? And they're just another animal following pre-programmed instincts and so on. What does Kol Shefer do for us? The Ramban says, on the same pasuk, he says, Asher Shama Kol Kim Chai Medavim Techa Eish. So he brings up an Ezra. And then he adds to an Ezra. And the Ramban says, V'yitochen lefarish, Shehiske kein loyma, a person that hears the Kol Elokim, the voice of God, who is the source of life, he becomes attached to that life. He sort of hooks up to it. It's a pipe of air, so to speak, coming from there. And no longer does he live a life of flesh or mere flesh. And it says, like Yeshua said, that's how you're going to know there's a living God amongst you, and so on. In our own brisk words, so Ramban says that anyone who is exposed to that Kol Elokim Chayim has the ability to attach himself and to redraw life from that from the breath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. The shayfa that we're asking for, that is the shayfa is hila for chazik. The koil shayfa keeps getting stronger, is because the koil shayfa represents the chalik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashpah, that's chiyus. And the hallmark of chiyus is that it can't be constant, because constant motion stops the motion. Today we're familiar with the idea that acceleration is only genuine motion, and everything else tends to float along with the way it is. There is no motion in itself is a constant, and therefore in a certain sense it's static, unless it's accelerated, and that's why they call shofars like that. So now Rambam says that the koil shofar, I would like to think of the koil shofar, has that. So if we're to think about the klolius of the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah and the shofar as some sort of tikkun, as some sort of chonifer, we have to think of it this way. The world consists of two strata. Everything, these are things that are constructed once in gracious, and they've been there forever. Even animals, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha is not on specific animals, but on the min, cows have been around forever, and sheep have been around forever. Each particular sheep is of no significance, and that's why it doesn't make a difference. And everything is, you know, mashahoyo mashayiyah. Everything that was, is, will be, and that's the same. Everything was created with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's saying, with his words. And like we saw in Ramban, the words of Hashem are constant. The coil of the words that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said are constant. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, or is a constant. It is an extraordinary constant. And everything else in the Bria is a constant. One thing was different, and that was on the sixth day of creation, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, there's something called Vayipach, Ve'apach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu infused life from a much deeper place than words. Words come from mouth and lips, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu infused life from a much deeper source, and that source is the deepest source that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over. The hallmark of that source, of that life, is something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over, that unique characteristic of Chaim, that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, Elokim Chaim, and everything else, including Malachim and Seraphim, don't have Chaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that to me, and that we were Bapa. The din of the Yom HaDin is on that. Every year, Adam is judged. Is he still a Bal Chaim? The Chaim in the essential way that we describe it. Chaim in the way of describing something that is, it acts not as a reaction, but it acts, proacts. It's not bound by what's been hardwired in it. It's not bound by what was there before. Or his Adam become just another Baal Chai, but not a Chai in the sense of Adam is. And that's the pshat called Boy Olam Eivim Lefanav. There's a muster of Boy Olam, the beings that came into the world. They weren't found in the world, but they walked into the world. They're Boy Olam. And their test is Eivim Lefanav, the passing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ability to walk the Adams on their own, is the test. To see if the person is still alive, or is he just another piece in the world. The school of Shaifer is to reattach a person to a breath of Atchias. The Tkiya Shaifer is a repeat of the Neficha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu inspiring life into the world, and giving a person that again. It's deeper than the Burim, which is a Kol Shavu, but it's rather something that's Cholef V'Chazek. It's Chiyus in itself. The ability, like the Ramban says, that a person who attaches himself to that, his life transcends life of flesh, and it becomes an extraordinary living entity. I think Ramban learns the pasuk: "Kimi kol basa sheshama kol kim chayim midavim v'chayish kamonu v'yechi," as being a statement rather than a sort of rhetorical question. And if we could learn off the pasuk Ramban learns it, it would be "Kimi kol basa." Is there any flesh in the world, anything of flesh, asheshama lekim chayim midav v'chayish? That has heard a Lakim Chayim Vayechi and it's come to life himself. That which has had the experience of Kol Lakim Chayim changes from being Basa to being Chayim. And as we are able to attach ourselves to the Kol Lakim Chayim that's coming from a Shaifa, which is the property of Shaifa, we move away from Chaya Basa, we move towards being Chayim, and the Zeichet of Atamat Beikim Hashem Al Kechem, Chayim Kochem Hayoyim.